Say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Appreciate what we've heard. And it's good to have all of you with us, visitors from the north where it's cold and from the south where it's warm, west, all across. It's good to have you all with us today. I was the verse, our Sunday school verse there. Now to him that is able, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. I just wanted to read a couple more verses that go with that, starting with verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of God, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. You know, we're right at the brink of another year. It's within a few days. As we reflect back over 2014, where does your mind go? You know, to each one of us, there's different things that really stand out in the past year, I'm sure. And it's a year that it seems will stand out in history. You know, there's some big things. Obamacare was a big thing this year. Have the Islamic State. It was a brutal year in Iraq and Syria and continues to be that way. You know, in our home state, Ferguson, you know, some of us might not even know where that town was, but we've learned where Ferguson is. Racial tensions erupted and have put police across the country in a difficult and dangerous situation. And then we also think of the airliners, you know, totally disappearing with 200 and some people aboard. And I just saw this morning, there's another situation like that with, it's 162 people that with a plane that went down, disappeared. And they haven't found yet in Air Asia plane. You know, there's a lot of people that are hurting right now. You know, I can only imagine that there would have been a lot of people that were on vacation or coming home from their vacation on that plane. Then we have Ebola. You know, there's just a few things that made major headlines and that caused a lot of stirred people up. Then right here in our local community, you know, we have faced some difficult things this past year. You know, two angels have left our midst and went on to their reward. You know, family and friends have lost a physical battle with cancer. Now, are we ready to face another year? You know, what does 2015 hold? You know, life is uncertain at its best. But praise God that we don't have to chart the course alone. You know, we can have Christ as our captain. And he will give us the strength to deal with the issues that we will face this coming year if the Lord tarries. And thinking a little bit about, you know, what do we need? You know, those to face the new year, those that are preparing your race, they have to exercise a lot. Some of you have been promoting the book, but that the young fellow that went through the World War II, Unbroken, thank you. And you know, that young man, when he started out, his life was very mixed up. He was a thief, and I haven't finished the book. But what stood out to me there is thinking about in a race, he suddenly became aware that he was very athletic. And his family began to push him to run. And, you know, there was a lot of exercise went into that, strenuous exercise in the heat and whatever the weather was, he was exercising. And, you know, when we don't exercise and we suddenly do, we feel it. You know, this past week, My boys and I were cutting wood and hauling wood, and I realized that I haven't been doing that like I used to. There's some places that I feel it very much. There's muscles in my back that haven't been exercised like they should have been. You know, there's a lot of emphasis being put on. There's health clubs. People spend a lot of money trying to get into shape or staying into shape. You know, health classes in school tell our young people how important exercise is. And in turn, they sometimes tell their parents that it's important. But there's little doubt about it. The physical part of life just seems better when a person is physically fit. Now, what does all this have to do with the approaching new year? Now, the Apostle Paul tells us that in 1 Timothy 4:8, he said, "For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come." Or in other words, godliness, which is a spiritual exercise, you know, living out what the Word of God teaches, is significantly more important than physical exercise. You know, those that put physical exercise first are putting their focus on themselves, their own physique, their own, you know, abilities. Godly exercise has us do just the opposite. It has us put our focus outward. What can I do for others, for those in the community? Or going even further than that, how can I help those that are less fortunate, like we heard about this morning, in other countries or wherever it is, even locally, whether it's spreading the gospel or humanitarian aid? And according to Scripture, the goal of spiritual fitness must be godliness. In the physical sense, you know, as we get older, we find out that there's some things that we used to be able to do that aren't as easy as it used to be. But in the spiritual sense, that's not true. It don't need to be true. If it's our sincere desire to grow and we exercise ourselves, you know, we can claim the promises in the Word. As His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. And I want to read a few verses there out of 2 Peter, where that verse came from. 2 Peter 1, the first 11 verses. "Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." It says, if these things be in you and abound. As we reflect on the past year, as we take a deep, honest look at our own lives, were these virtues that the Apostle Peter talked about in us, abounding in us? In the sports world, when a team is struggling in several aspects, you know, many coaches get their team together and return to the fundamentals of the sport. Back to the basics. Try to get things turned around. You know, if in a spiritual sense, if we find ourselves trying to live a godly life in our own strength without the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, you know, we need to reevaluate and see where we're at. You know, to try to do that is like trying to drive a car with an empty gas tank. You know, everything's there. All that's wrong is There's just no fuel in the tank. The power is gone. It needs fuel. You can have a whole jug full of water. That don't do you any good. You can have a case of Coke. That don't do you any good. That won't make that car run. It needs fuel. Not just any liquid will work. You know, water is good. It's good for us. Soda may have its place, but they don't have what your car needs to run. You know, there's a lot of counterfeits that the enemy would like for us to think that will work. But, you know, the Christian strength must come from the Word of God. And one of the fundamentals for growing in godliness is a new birth. You must be born again, Jesus says. He told us with Nicodemus. You know, without that transformation of being born spiritually from above, it's impossible to manifest true godliness. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." You know, even though the believer miraculously has been transformed into a new being, as long as he or she is in this flesh, we still retain the old nature, but we're no longer under its sinful control. The spiritual battle will continue throughout our temporal lives, but daily victory can be ours. Praise God, because He has provided us with everything that we need to grow in righteousness and holiness. Ephesians 4:22 says that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Now, as we look forward to the year ahead of us, starting out here shortly with a busy 3 weeks, let's keep in mind what is important. You know, the day we're living in, it's all the more important to be spiritually fit. You know, I believe the enemy is trying to get in at every corner, any place he can get into. Desperately, you know, we're in a race. And the beautiful part is that we're in a race that every one of us can win. We're in a race that we can all win the medal. That's something that's far superior than any Olympic winner's medal. You know, in 100 years, most Olympic winners will be forgotten. Their names will be forgotten, but the medal that the Apostle Paul talks about will last forever and ever. He says in Philippians 3:14, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Now let's encourage each other as we run down life's track through the coming year. Let's coach each other, encourage each other, and be there for each other, abounding in the love of God. Let's kneel for prayer.